How's it going, guys? Connor Gilson here with my podcast, which I haven't been doing in a while. A lot of stuff has been going on in my life, and some of it not so good. And that's what we're actually going to talk about tonight, is having multiple income streams, and then also how things can be a lot worse for you than what they currently are. So let's talk about that. So recently, one of my main income streams, one of my favorite income streams, or revenue, whatever you want to call it, has actually been ripped away from me unfairly. And it's kind of a tough thing to handle. It's not the worst thing that's happened to me in my life, but it was something that I was using to pretty much bootstrap my company and add a little bit more income to its marketing side so I can get more people coming into getting more clients and things like that. And it's gone. It was something that I didn't really have control over. It was taken away from me based on a lie. And that's what happened. But a lot of the times when I consult with customers or clients, I talk about having multiple income streams. Reason being is because if you don't have multiple income streams, things happen. You know, crap hits the fan at different times in your life, and it can really get to the point where if you don't have a backup income stream or a couple of them, you really can lose your way of life and just pretty much everything around you. And that's what I learned when I lost everything, became homeless. But this time, being one of my core pillars of income, it just disappearing and evaporating, I was prepared for it. And it still hurts and it still kind of sets me off track. But I was able to then focus on another project, and I'm starting to make close to as much money with that project as I was with the previous one. But that's what happens. So something I can't stress enough is making sure that you have multiple income streams. I used to, when I was younger, when people would say, why do you want to be an entrepreneur? Like, isn't it risky? And things like that. And in my head, I always would say, or I would say to them, be like, you're living with more risk than I am. And I mentioned this in another module, but you're living with more risk because you have one job. And if you were to get laid off or fired or something to happen, then that income stream is gone and you have to run and try to find another job, and you have to make ends meet until you do find another job, and you know, all that stuff like that. And it's something to really consider and think about is, do you have multiple income streams? Whether you're in the point of your life where you're actually running your own business, or whether you're at a point where you are, you know, maybe working just for somebody else right now, and you have the idea that you want to start a business, or you have the idea that you want to start doing something, but maybe you're not doing it yet. Do you have multiple income streams? What happens if you lose your job tomorrow? What happens if your company plummets tomorrow? What happens, you know, if all these things happen? And I don't like focusing on negatives, and I never have. I'm a very positive person. In fact, people that are very negative around me usually drive me up the wall. But I like being positive. I like having a positive outlook on the world around me. That's what I like to do. But these things can happen. Crap does happen. I've learned many times in my life that there are times where things are a bunch of things are going to go wrong and mess you up. So you got to focus on, you know, having multiple income streams to build yourself to a point where you can really handle things as it's happening. With me, with my business, I always said, like, if I lose one client, no big deal. We have another one, and I already have, like, a bunch of other clients, so I'll just keep moving forward. So that's something that's, you know, helpful. But what I made a mistake on back then was not having more income streams outside of my business. So what I strive to do now is to have my business have other income streams, like whether it's gigs or side gigs or things like that, whether it's I'm starting to play kind of poker for fun as well, and kind of turning that into a money income stream as well. Not a professional poker player or anything like that, but I'm good. I'm good. But there's a lot of things that I'm doing to create different income streams. And now, with one of my favorite income streams being slain, let's say, I have to come up with other ones. And I want to get to the point. You should really have, and I know it's hard to like wrap your mind around it, or maybe it's not. Maybe it's just me when I first heard it the first time. But you should have seven income streams. You should have seven different income streams so that you can handle a lot of different things as far as obstacles or challenges that may arise. And it's very wise if you do something like that, because you want to make sure that you can cope with that. And it also helps you to sleep better at night when you know that you really can't be touched because you have so many diverse income streams. And there's a lot of different ones you can do. You can do, your job, a business, a side gig, a Uber, Lyft, Postmates, Airbnb if you have your own properties, Toro. I think it's called Toro, where you can, if you have a car that you don't really use, that you can rent out. I mean, we're really living in a world where there's so many opportunities to actually make extra money. And then the standard ones, mutual funds, stocks, real estate, rental properties, investments, things like that. Bitcoin now, and cryptocurrencies and stuff like that. So there's a lot of stiff different things that you can make on income streams, and you can actually go online and look up different income streams. Like, just type in like top 10 income streams, boom, there you go, and stuff will come up, and you get some ideas, more so than the ones that I've already rattled off. But definitely get try to. I'm a very, I would say, collective person. I like to collect things. When I used to buy watches, I collected them. There's a point where I collected pens, collected other things in my life as well. But income streams, that's what I like to do. I like to collect income streams because you can never be so too safe. You can be a hard worker and you can grind, but if you don't have a diversified income stream or income streams coming to you, it takes one bad thing to take you out. And you don't want that. You want to be as strong and as powerful as you possibly can. Now, I thought it was going to take me a lot longer to go over that information, but this is kind of an impromptu webinar. Or, oh my God, I just did it again. Oi, a podcast, impromptu podcast. Oh God. But yeah. But it's interesting because thinking about it and like what happened and me losing this income stream, I was very depressed. I was kind of worried. I tend to, even when I'm safe, I kind of, because of the whole homeless thing, I started freaking out and I was like, what if this goes wrong too? Then I'm gonna like lose everything, like all that stuff like that. And it's not something that you want to do, let your mind get too negative. But what kind of helped me to set my mind straight was, oh, and there's the yawn. Was it every podcast I yawn at least once? But oh my God, I lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, so I was worried about all this different stuff. And I met somebody online who lives in California, and it's fun because we were, kind of talking and we're kind of like messing around, teasing each other, things like that. And she lives in California, And if you've watched the news or listened to anything recently, there's a lot of fires going on. There's a lot of fires going on in California, destroying homes. Actually, it has a few of them have killed people, and it's crazy. It's crazy. But this girl that I have been talking to, she. It's a crazy. It always makes me insanely empowered to see other people, other young people, any people at all, actually, that are, forging a path for themselves, but especially young people. And it's very rare that I find people younger than me or around my age that are blazing a path. It's more prevalent now, in in the time that we live in than say like, different time periods. But it's interesting when I find one. And she had, and I don't want to give off too much on this podcast, but she had a very, very rough childhood. From what she's told me, a childhood that I would never want to have. She went through some crazy, crazy stuff pretty much throughout her whole entire life, and she's it's crazy. Like she's saved money, she's worked, and she's gotten to the point where she purchased a home on her own, and if I remember correctly, she's 19. She purchased a home, and that home, as of the last time I talked to her, is sitting a mile away from the Holy Fire. Holy Fire, there's different ones. There's Car Fire right now, Carr, and the Holy Fire, there's different ones. Holy Fire, the Car Fire was started by natural occurrences. The Holy Fire was started, or they assume that it was started by somebody, and they arrested this one guy, and it's being investigated whether he actually started the fire or not. But I was talking to her. And she meant like she's talking about how she had to be evacuated, and she's living at her employer's house right now while the fire is going on, which that house is 5 miles away from the fire, and they're starting to evacuate there, but they're not leaving just yet. And I've literally seen videos of them taking videos of you can see the fire, and then these 737s and I want to say CJs. No, CJs are the giant big plane. I forget the more like aerodynamic kind of thinner one. Water bombing like right outside their house, like a couple miles, a couple miles off. And here is this is what like and it's kind of hard. Because while talking to her, as I was talking to her tonight, she has a very kind of calm to herself, but because I've studied psychology for so long, I can hear it in her voice that while she's trying to be strong, she's cracking, kind of. And here's this girl who has at a very young age, built a lot. Has her own home, has invested in it, has all pretty much everything she has there. And a mile off is something that can and probably is going to destroy everything that she worked for. And because I'm a positive person, my head, when I was talking to her through text messages a couple days ago, I'm like, "Do you have home home insurance?" She's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, okay, so if it burns, then you'll, at least get something. And she's like, yeah, but everything that I own is in there. And it brought it in for me to understand. And she mentioned how she's going to college and she just spent $1,200 on books because she's trying to become a doctor. And to think like all your clothes, all your belongings, all your memories, and they don't give you really that much time to collect anything. She has three dogs, which she got out of there, thank goodness. But you can't just run around your house and box everything up and load it into a car and be like, I gotta save my belongings. So it really put it into perspective for me. Because yes, I'm upset and I'm bothered. And that's really what it is, bothered by what has happened to me as of recently. But here's this young person that has put so much effort into. I don't own a house. I don't own a house yet. I don't have that. I have an apartment. Could I get a house if I really, really wanted to? Yes, but I don't have one yet. That wasn't my goal. That wasn't my dream. But with her, and that's crazy. At age 19, and it's hard for me to watch. It's hard for me to, because I want to help as much as I possibly can, but there's so little I can do from that distance. And it's just hard. It's hard to listen to somebody while they try to be very, very strong. Because she's, forming a career. She's fighting. She's building something out of. Honestly, like hearing her story, she's building something out of a cracked, horrible, like damaged foundation. Not her as a person being damaged, she's not, or her foundation being damaged, but what life has given her up to this point. She's built something and it's just about to get destroyed. And she said one of the hardest things for her is that not too many people. Or she said, no one has asked me how I'm doing. Nobody's asked me about me. Nobody's. It's crazy. It's crazy to listen to somebody feel so alone. Even though her employer is helping her right now, she's like, if my house burns down, I'm like, is there anybody that you can like live with down there? Is there anything that you can like? Do you have any like plan? Like, is there anything? And she says no. Like, that's hard. At least when I lost everything, I had somebody that took me in and helped me. But that's the hard thing to listen, that if her house burns down, that she's not gonna have a place to live. And it really, like, I was focused so much on her, and then I opened my mind and really thought about it. All these people that are getting their houses burned down. All these people that get houses like destroyed in tornadoes or hurricanes or tsunamis, things like that. And it just really opens your eyes. To even when something is bad and you're scared or you're worried, that there's someone that has it much worse than you. And it's crazy and it's frustrating. More so, like when I heard her talk, like I just wanted to like go over there and like help her. And that's a hard thing with me is like when I know someone's in need, and I've always been like that. And it was hard because when I lost everything, a lot of people showed me that they weren't like that, and it made me cold. It made me kind of more like them. But then I slowly over time realized that what makes me special, one of the things that makes me special is how caring I am. And how if you think in your head that, well, if I give away all my money or if I help people, they'll take advantage of me and then it's less for me and I won't be able to do it again. It's really bad thinking. The part that like blows my mind, it's funny because when I heard about the fires and I was talking there, and I don't normally mention this because as soon as you mention something like this, you're paid in full. I donated to the whole fire thing. I went on Google and I was looking at a map and something like popped up and I donated to, and it wasn't a astronomical amount, but I did donate. Even while I was going through all this crap, I did donate. And it's funny because, and this is the only reason I'll say it, like I was, and I felt good. I'm like, oh, okay, I can help somebody at least a little bit. And then she blew my mind even more. She is living in her employer's house right now. Pretty much assumes that her house is going to burn down probably tomorrow. And she asked me for a favor because she donated. Because she's getting paid today, but she's donated all her money that she had currently with her to the firefighters that were fighting the flames and animal shelters that were taking in pets. So much so that she asked me if she could borrow $20 because she had forgotten to fill her gas tank. And I know what people are thinking right now, and I want it to stop. Why? Because I thought about it for a second too. Like, why would you donate your money if you know you're going to lose everything, and you can't even afford gas? One of my favorite things that Elon Musk ever said when he sold, was it PayPal? I think he invested all the money he sold from PayPal in Tesla, SpaceX, and I forgot what the other company was. There was a third one. And he invested all that money into that, and he had to borrow money to pay rent. So if Elon Musk can donate or invest millions of dollars into companies and then have to ask to borrow money for rent, I think it's far better what this person did. That she spent her money donating to people that really need things while she's in horrible need as well. It's funny because I meet a lot of people, and a lot of people, especially that have had success at that age, are very, very full of themselves. Heck, I was. I still was very, very giving of my money, and I have a lot of people that I've borrowed money or gave money to that hasn't paid me back, or I've donated a lot of money to other things as well, but I was still pretty full of myself, and I don't think I would, if I had lost everything or was about to lose everything, don't know if I'd be helped. I don't think I'd be donating to other people. I don't think I would, to be completely honest. I don't think that would pop into my mind. So that's remarkable. It's remarkable that you can have somebody like that in this world. Because there's so many people that aren't like that. There are so many people in this world that are more about themselves than anything else. So, when we experience a setback, when we experience something that doesn't go quite our way, when we suffer a financial hit, remember and keep in mind, it's not, oh yeah, someone has it worse than us. It could be worse for us. It could be harder. We could lose everything. But every day we go to sleep, every day we put our head on a pillow or whatever, car seat if some of us are living in cars, ground if we're that, if we unfortunately have to that park bench, whatever, it's another day that we can go, that we got through. And we need to make a promise to ourselves that the next day, when we open our eyes, we try to make the best of it. Because we are very, very lucky. We are very, very fortunate. We should be very, very grateful for what we do have. And if you have the drive and you have the ability to make money, be thankful for that. And don't waste time not doing that. Unless making money is invading with your happiness, like it's crowding out your happiness, then don't waste time. Do what you're good at, because you can hopefully, one, if you get hit, have multiple income streams to move forward, or two, if you see somebody that's having a hard time or is less fortunate than you, you can help them. And I think that's pretty much what this podcast is about being able to help yourself and helping others because you have multiple income streams and because you don't let negativity completely destroy you. So, that is about it, guys. Yeah, that's it. I will hopefully be doing these more often once my life settles out a little bit, but I will still be trying to get these sporadically out because I do like doing podcasts. And I'll continue to talk to you guys later. Have a good night. Adios and goodbye.